弟兄姊妹，请看以弗所书第一章。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们从第三节开始，要念一小段。
We'll begin with verse 3 to read a short passage.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业。这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人得着称赞。
We have read from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 12.
那弟兄姊妹，我们从主自己的话的里面非常明显的看到一件事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, very clearly we can see this matter from the Word of God itself.
神在他永远旨意里面有一个定规。
That in the eternal will of God, he has determined his purpose.
这一个定规是肯定他要执行到完满的。
And this determined purpose, God himself will execute to the fullest.
那是什么事呢？
Now, what matter is that?
我们留意到。
We take note.
主的话里头这样告诉我们，
In the word of God, it tells us,
他要按照他自己的意思，在日期满足的时候，叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
That according to his own counsel, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together and unite as one and sum them up together as one in Christ.
而我们感谢主。
And we thank our Lord.
主的话是虽然说得很简单，
Even though these words of the Lord are very simply put,
但说起来的时候，那是非常非常的大。
But when it is expressed, it is extremely grand.
他要把万有被立神的宇宙在神的定义里头，在基督里同归于一。
That according to his own will,all created things, even the universe which it has rebelled, he is to gather and sum them up as one in Christ.
而我想弟兄姊妹们，你如果读这一段话的时候，你非常容易的发觉这句话一点都没有虚假。
Now brothers and sisters, when we read into these words, we will truly realize there is no falsehood at all with these words.
因为你只要放眼一看，
Because when we take a look and see,
整个宇宙的里面所有的一切事物摆在那里，应该是要叫我们上神有一个绝对的尊重和敬和爱慕了。
That when all created things throughout the universe, when it is placed or in existence, ought to give thanks and adoration back to God.
但是事实上我们可以看到，从我们心里开始， 看到世界上的一切的事物，几乎可以说没有一件事情在那里是诉说神的荣耀、尊贵、丰富、权柄和能力。
Yet throughout the universe, beginning with our hearts, we do not see all things that will be there to express His fullness, His power, His glory, and His honor.
什么原因造成这样的一个光景呢？
What is the reason for that condition?
弟兄们的交通都已经把它和大家提到了。
Throughout the brother's sharing, that has been mentioned to us.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
撒旦虽然可以用着各种各样的方法来叫一切事情都站在与神对立的那样的一个地步和那个实际里。
Though Satan will use by all means to have all things in opposition to God.
但是神在那里做工。
Yet God is there at work.
做工做工做到一个地步。
And God continues to work.
叫一切站在与神做对头的人事物都大起了一个大的变化。
So all things in opposition to God, all people, matter and events that are in opposition to Him will have a great transformation.
按照以弗所书这里所说的。
And according to what is written here in Ephesians,
神怎么做呢？
How is God to do this work?
神做了一件事情。
God has done one thing.
借着神自己的儿子所做成的救赎的恩典。
It is through the salvation of grace that is finished by His own Son.
把众人都带回到神的面前来。
Has brought all back before God.
又借着神儿子所做的一切事。
And it is also through the finished work of the Son.
但是人与神的那个间隔做了一个完全的
That has completely put an end to that barrier wall between God and man.
然后神那永远的丰富也就透过来到神面前的人显明在地上。
And through the man who approaches God to manifest the fullness of His glory on earth.
显明在地上要带出一个什么的结果呢？
Now, what is the end to the manifestation of the fullness of the glory of God?
我们留意那句话是这样。
We take note of those words, it says.
叫一切被造的都在基督里同归于一。
So that all creation will be gathered and summed up together as one in Christ.
同归于一说明什么呢？
What does it mean to be as one?
说明一个事实。
It is to speak of this fact.
神是配得敬拜的。
Now God Himself is worthy of worship.
神是配得人都伏在他的面前，承认他是至高的权柄。
That God is worthy for all men to prostrate before Him to acknowledge the fact He is the highest authority.
那弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们不能不要注意这件事。
Yet we must take note of one thing.
如果你要看神这一个工作，那个工作实在太大了。
If we were to look at this great work of God, indeed it is much grand.
因为大到一个地步，不是在个别人的身上。
It is so great, it's not only upon each one of us individuals.
整个神所造的那个环境里。
It is in the work of all of God's creation.
一切的这个环境里，神所造的人事物啊，都要被带到一个地步，承认神啊，你是万有的主，你是配得敬拜的。
It is throughout all of God's creation, people, matter, and events to come together and acknowledge the Lord God, He Himself is worthy of worship.
我想我们弟兄姊妹从弟兄们的交通里面都已经知道。
Now, brothers and sisters, I realize all of us come to understand this from the sharing of the brothers.
造成这样的一个结果。
This end that will come about.
是撒旦对神的要做的事情所显出的那一个对抗和毁坏。
We are able to see, because God wants to accomplish this great thing, there is much opposition and damage to His plan.
最远的 那个历史我们不大清楚。
Now, we may not be very familiar with the long history of the past.
但是在做神造人的目的的上头，神指出了一个很严肃的事实。
But in the very creation of man, God has pointed out a very important fact.
神造人不是为了别的目的。
For God's creation of man is for no other purpose.
是为着一个事实。
It is for one reality.
他要借着被造的人来显明神的自己。
It is through created man that God will manifest himself.
不但是显明神的自己。
Not only will God himself be revealed.
并且是作为神的权柄显在万有之中。
But man is also to manifest God's authority through of God's creation that he himself is, that God himself is Lord.
弟兄们，你注意我的话。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to these words.
不是神在万有之中做主。
It is not God himself to be Lord of all.
神是要借着被造的人来显出神是主。
But it is through the created man that God will be manifested that he is Lord. In other words, that created man will become the representatives of God. Brothers and sisters, we all know that for man to be born, it is our origin is from dust. In the hand of God, we are dust, a clump of clay, and we are formed into the image of man.
然后神吹气在其中的时候，人就成了有灵的活人。
And when God breathed into the nostril of man, we have become a living soul.
这是有灵的活人，当时只有亚当。
At that time, this living soul was only Adam.
我们的祖宗。
Our forefather.
只有他一个人。
Only he himself.
然后神为他做了一个伴侣。
And God created then a spouse for him.
叫做夏娃。
And her name was Eve.
那么他们这两个人就是我们的祖宗。
And these two are our forefathers.
他们两个人。
Now these two.
但一件事情出了大破口。
Now because of one matter, there was a big breach.
结果。
As a result,
因着他们的愚昧,
because of their foolishness,
就造成人在神面前, 按着神的形象被造的人, 成了神阻挡神的工作的那对头。
As a result, then, man, God's creation, have become a hindrance, an adversary to God's own work.
那, 在这样的情形的底下,
Now, under these circumstances,
神怎么办呢?
What would God do?
神把他们造出来是为了神自己的荣耀。
Since God created man for his own glory,
如今发生的结果是这些要显明神荣耀的人就成了神的对头。
Now, the result of God's creation of man, which is to manifest his glory, now become his adversary.
那神怎么做呢?
What would God do?
放弃,
would he forsake his work?
或是要修理,
or would he restore his work?
那修理从哪里修理起?
And if he was to restore, where would he begin?
如果放弃了, 那神的信实和神的权柄, 还存留得住吗?
If God forsook his own work, would his faithfulness, his authority be manifested? But we thank the Lord.
神没有难成的事。
There is nothing impossible with God.
虽然那个事情很不容易。
Even though it's not very easy.
但是神所要做的事情没有任何的人事物可以阻挡。
But all that God is to do, nothing, no one can hinder him.
所以他预备了救恩。
So he prepares salvation.
那这个救恩弟兄姊妹都知道是用着他自己的儿子来做的一个大事。来解决神公义的问题，神信实的问题，神恩典的问题。
Now, brothers and sisters, we realize this great salvation, which His own Son have finished, has taken care, solved the issue of His own faithfulness, His own righteousness.
是怎么样？神怎么来做这个工
呢？ Now, how did God do this work?
他是从这些事物的源头那里边来做这个工。
It is through the very origin that God begins this work.
正如弟兄中你翻到罗马书第五章里面，你就看到一个事实。
Just as if brothers and sisters, we look into Romans chapter 5, we see this fact.
第五章的最末后的一大段圣经。
The very last passage in Romans chapter 5.
就指出一个事实了。
Where it points forth this fact for us.
一个什么事实呢？
What is that fact?
因为一个人犯罪。
Because by one man's disobedience,
众人都成了罪人。
Many were made sinners.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他不是叫我们只看见人的堕落，人的失去了，是失落的那个事实。
He does not only let us pay attention to man's fall and that fact alone.
神也转过来叫我们看到。
But also God shows us that we would be able to see what his own son has finished for us. And this is the result. And because of one man's obedience, many shall be made righteous. Brothers and sisters, what is this about? This work is to bring man back to the very origin of the purpose of man's creation. Now, since the source itself has a problem, therefore, because the source itself has a problem, all that comes from the source is unrighteous, is undependable, and we have to be forsaken. But we thank the Lord. Likewise, the Son of God is one that is presented. And because of his own obedience, what is that obedience?
毫无保留地伏在神的权柄的底下来做完神赏让他所做成的那个救赎的工作。
That obedience is without any reservations to complete that work of salvation that God desires for him to fully do.
所以罗马书五章那里幕后的那个结论就是说的那么清楚。
So the words in Romans chapter 5 tells us very clearly.
因着一个人的败坏，就叫所有被造之物都跟着给败坏。
Because of one man's disobedience, all were made sinners and become corrupt before God. Likewise, because of one's obedience, and the work of redemption which the Son of God has completed, and all have been made righteous because of his finished work. Brothers and sisters, let us not only pay attention by the letter of the word, but we have to pay careful attention to the spirit of those words. Now, created man, fallen man, because of the finished work, he has brought us back to the very origin of the purpose of God's creation. And brought us back to that origin, which is Adam and Eve. Very strictly, it is speaking of Adam. Because Adam, he did not do something that was right. Not only did he himself fall, all that is in him and from him are also in that corruption. Therefore, the word of God is extremely clear. By one man's disobedience, all that is from him is also in this condition of corruption. Brothers and sisters, let us not doubt this matter. Let us even take note of man's own corruption.
Even
man's own corruption and fall, what is the result that is brought about? Because of man's fall, not only man himself is under the condemnation of God. But likewise, because of man's fall, all of God's creation is also in the snare of that corruption. Now, if God is to restore and gather all things back to Him, He has done a great thing. He has presented His own Son. So that all of God's chastening upon the fallen man and all the corruptions that's brought about falls upon His own Son. And this condition changes everything. The Lord on the cross, His shed blood, the way which He trod, has put an end to the origin of God's creation, man, and all the fallen things and the corruption He has put an end to. At the same time, all the finished work which His own Son has wrought about because of man's fall, all that man has lost, at the same time, God has restored unto us. Brothers and sisters, this is an issue of the source, the origin. When we find the source of that issue, and all the harm that is done because of the source, and also God has given us a way to depart, deliver from that source. Even in the reality that the whole creation is in opposition to God, God has completely turned around. Brothers and sisters, if you remember my time of sharing last time, I mentioned that John was taken into heaven to join in that heavenly worship. He was very joyful. Because he sees all of the heavenly creatures, all the creation in heaven, there is worshiping God and magnifying God. And he is very joyful. But shortly after, now, he felt something was wrong. Now, what troubled him? Brothers and sisters, he saw with his own eyes he saw all creating things, all the heavenly beings, the heavenly hosts, the angels, the elders, the living ones, that he saw, they prostrate before God, proclaiming, God is worthy. And they acknowledge all are created by God. And they ought to express your glory, your authority, and your power. In the heart of John, was he joyful? At first, he rejoiced. That he can join in this heavenly worship, that all created things in heavens as they are worshiping God. But he discovered one thing. Now this matter, when you look on the surface, didn't seem like anything big. But in the feeling of John at that time, he felt that when man sees such a great, grand worship, they ought to rejoice. But he was able to touch the heart of God. When we see the grand atmosphere and that excitement, yet in the heart of God, there is this one lack. And that lack does not fully satisfy God. But not many would be able to understand that heart desire of God. Because they see all the atmosphere, the excitement, the glory, the fullness. Yet they forgot. What is that relationship to God? And when God sees all before him, he sees the satisfaction of man, but what about God himself? Is he satisfied? Perhaps others may not have this feeling. But John at that time had this sentiment. And what is that sentiment? Now the sentiment is very solemn.
It
is so solemn that John wept. And he wept very bitterly. Why? Because within him there is this emotion. That all the heavenly creation is there prostrating to worship God. But where is man whom God has created? Where is man? Now, where is all the created things of God on earth? Where is that? Why is that part of God's creation not joining in this heavenly worship? I believe this is the emotion that John had at that time. So he wept. The elders in heaven and came to comfort him. Do not weep. Do not just focus on the condition now. But you have to know what God is to do. And you will see how God will change this about. And at this time, a lamb which has been slain, freshly slain, was brought into the presence of God. But there was a scroll that was brought before John, and he had a heavy heart. When the scroll he saw in the right hand was sealed, completely sealed, and written upon was no man would be able to open. What is this scroll, this book? And the Bible did not clearly say. But this was a closed book. Now, why was this book sealed? Because no one was able to open the seals thereof. Why could no man break the seal? Because man fell.
能把神那永远的旨意接得过来，又跟随得出来，来完成神所要做的。
Because the fallen man could not receive this eternal will of God from God to execute this eternal will to complete what God desires.
但是在约翰感觉为难的时候，
But when there was trouble in John's heart,
一个羔羊看来好像刚才才被杀过的。
There was a lamb that was led into the presence of God as if it was freshly slain.
那弟兄姐妹很清楚看到。
Brothers and sisters, we clearly see.
是被杀过的。
It was a lamb who was slain.
那如果是被杀过的，那这个羔羊应该是什么？
Now, if this lamb was slain, what ought to be the condition of this lamb?
那是一个羔羊的尸体。
It is the corpse of a lamb.
你带一个尸体来干什么？
Why do you bring about a corpse of a lamb?
感谢神。
But we thank God.
那一个被杀的羔羊
When the lamb that was brought before,
圣经的话是说是刚刚被杀的。
It was a freshly slain lamb. It had been slain.
但是杀是杀，但是他是活的。
Now, even though he had been slain, but he is living.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你知道这个是被杀的羔羊，乃是神的儿子的那一个显出。
And we know this lamb who was slain is the manifestation of the Son of God.
然后就告诉他说，
And then the elder told John,
不要哭了，
Do not weep.
约翰，
Do not weep, John.
你看看神的这个被杀的羔羊所做的事情，你就看到前面的结果是什么了。
Behold the Lamb of God and what he has wrought about, then you will see the end that is at hand.
但约翰把这个车子拿来的时候，
And when John received the scroll,
他就看到了，
He saw,
听到了，
And he heard,
上面就有宣告说，
And he heard this proclamation,
神的旨意有要成，可以成就了，
That the will of God will be finished.
因为神的这一个被杀的羔羊，
Because this lamb who was slain,
他做了一个大事，
He has done a great thing.
他把人买回来了，
Has redeemed man.
失落的人是失落了，
Yes, man has fallen.
以色列人是失落了，
And Israel has fallen.
万民都失落了，
And all people have fallen.
但是神的羔羊，他做了一件事情，就把他们都引回来。
But the Lamb of God has wrought this work to bring them all back.
弟兄姊妹，如果你回到那个启示录第五章来看的。
So brothers and sisters, when we look into Revelation chapter 5, we see very clearly.
当神的羔羊被领到神面前来的时候，
That when the lamb was led before God,
天上的敬拜又起来。
Once again, the heavenly chorus sounded.
说什么？
What do they say?
是说出这个羔羊所做的，是带出一个什么的结果。
And they say with a loud voice, the result of the finished work of the Lamb.
他把失落的人找回来。
He has brought about man who was fallen and lost.
他都就是给找回来的人。
And man that was brought back,
成为神所爱的。
And they become whom God has loved.
他们一面是做了神的神承受神恩典的人，
On the one hand, this group received the grace from God,
侍奉神的人，
and those who serve God,
更显出一个作为，就是显明神的权柄的人，
even one who is to manifest the authority of God.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
下文就没有再说那许多了。
It did not go on with that scene.
我就停在这里。
And I stop here.
我们要留意的是什么？
What is it that we have to pay attention to?
为什么？
Why?
羔羊所做的会带出这样的一个结果来。
Why is it all the work of the Lamb will bring about such an end?
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
那你回到刚才我提到的罗马书第七第第五章。
So we take note again what I mentioned in Romans chapter 5.
神在那里把一个人犯罪所引出来的结果，
The result of one man's disobedience.
和一个人摆出那个异性所带出来的那一份恩典。
And the other by the obedience of one and the grace which he has wrought for us.
说明一个事实。
Points out to one reality.
神所做的，神所，借着他儿子所做的，盖过了人在神面前历世历代以来所有之下来的罪孽败坏。 做了一个全部的解决。
That God's work through His own Son has put an absolute end to all the corruption, all the fallenness, all the sin throughout the ages that was brought about by man.
因着神的儿子所做的。
Because of what the Son of God has done.
就引出了以弗所书里面所说的。
Has brought us to what is spoken in Ephesians.
按照时间来到的时候。
In the dispensation of the fullness of time.
神就要叫一切被造之物都在基督耶稣都在基督里面成为一。
That God will gather up together and unite as one and sum them up as one in Christ.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
我们看到神那个永远的旨意。
When we see that eternal will of God.
神造人的目的。
The purpose of His creation of man.
神起初要显明的那个事实，在那里得了一个完全的。
The reality which God wanted to manifest at the beginning now has been brought about.
现在我们要留意了。
Now we take note.
照着弟兄们给我的一生的负担要说到我们这些蒙恩的人在神那荣耀的救旨意的里面我们那个地位和那个所承受的实际。
According to the burden the brethren has laid upon me is to share with brothers and sisters what is that glorious position and reality for us who have received grace ought to manifest.
那里说到,
There it says,
万有都在基督里归为一,
that when all things are there summed up as one,
他们能归为一,
the fact that they can be summed up as one,
是因为基督的所作
because of what Christ has done.
但基督的所作和他们的那个关系呢?
What is that relationship by the finished work of Christ and that group?
如果没有连接好的话,
if there is not a good connection,
基督的所作是解决了的神要解决的难处。
Yes, the reality is what Christ has done has put an end to any hardship before God.
但是和堕落的人事物没有发生关系。
But what is that relationship to man, matters, and event that has fallen?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神让他儿子所做的。
All that his son has done.
不是没有目的在那里，没有安排在那里。
It is not without a purpose and an arrangement.
所以你就看到了。
So we can see.
万有在那里得释放。
There is liberty for all creation.
乃是因着在基督里这一个事实。
It is only based on this fact that is in Christ.
而如果不在基督里。
If it is not in Christ.
基督的所作所以做成。
All that Christ has completed can be finished.
但是堕落的万有还是没有受影响。
But all of fallen creation is not impacted at all.
但是如今呢?
But now.
神做工做到一个地步。
God has worked to this point.
一切被你神的事物都来到与基督发生关系。
All that rebelled against God has come to have this relationship with Christ.
与基督发生关系。
And have been united in relationship with Christ.
所有的败坏都结束了。
And has put an end to all corruption.
所有的堕落都停止了。
And all fallenness has stopped.
不但是这样。
Not only this.
既然在基督里。
If in Christ.
你就了解到一切。
We will come to understand.
那就是说基督所有的一切。
That is to say all that Christ has.
也成了他们的所有。
Has become all those who are in Christ belongs to them.
弟兄姊妹们我们实在感谢我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, indeed we thank and praise our Lord.
感谢我们的父神。
And we thank our God the Father.
他为着人的堕落所付出的代价。是何等何等的不简单。
Because of man's fall, the price which he gave, he paid, is extremely heavy.
他就是要把堕落的人。
It is for the fallen man.
连同因人的堕落而失去的万有。
And all that was lost, all creation that was lost because of man's fall.
都带回神的面前。
Has been now brought back into God's, the Father's presence. And we thank God.
这个是一个让我们 不能不去注意的事情。
This is a matter we must pay attention to.
因着这一件事情。
Because of this great thing.
就引出了。
Now has brought about.
神的恩典已经做好在那里。
In God's grace, all has been finished.
但是怎么叫这一个恩典，这个丰富显明在一切被造之物的人的一切被造之物的身上来显出神自己的荣耀和权柄。
Then how is this finished work of God to be manifested through all creation, His grace and fullness, to manifest, express His glory and authority?
这就把我们带回到，又是刚才我所说的那个源头的问题。
This brings us back once again to what I've repeated about the source.
世界的堕落不是世界搞出来的。
The fall of this world is not the fall of this world itself.
世界的堕落是人搞出来的。
And the fall of this world is the result of the fall of man.
就是那个作为人的源头的那一个人搞出来的。
Because man is that very source, that origin.
那这样的一个事情。
Because of this issue.
一个人的堕落。
Because of one man's disobedience, has brought about the fall of all of God's creation. Now, through the great thing which God's own Son has wrought, has completely turned this around. You've fallen, and you've fallen to the deep. But as soon as you have this relationship with the Son of God, because of the fall and all that is lost because of the fall now has been completely restored in Christ. And because man is restored, And all things that has fallen because of man's fall once again has been brought back into the presence of God and restored. Brothers and sisters, this is the very arrangement of God's eternal plan. Oftentimes we neglect how God is to work and work to restore back to His original purpose. We thank the Lord. All these words that I have spoken is in order for brothers and sisters that together will take note. Because Ephesians points out that reality for us. It points out this fact for us. That when all things that when all things are gathered together and head up in Christ as one to the praise of His glory, all the glory, praises, and honor will be given back to Him. How does this work begin? Because of man's fall, all things are in corruption. Likewise, because of the restoration of man, also has brought all things back before God. So in Ephesians, it shows us this glorious fact and it highlights this reality. And this is a reality oftentimes we do not pay attention to, we neglect. And God here clearly tells us, we, in this great things, we become that way. Just as when we return to God the Father's house, that Christ was the way. And by Christ, we found a way back home to God the Father. Now God will use us Now God will use us as that very way to bring all things back to Him. So brothers and sisters, when we read here to the praise of God's glory, where does that begin? It begins with man. Not all men. But those who are in the salvation plan of God, those in the salvation plan of God becomes the very way for all things to come return back home to God.
弟兄姊妹们, 我说了那么许多的话, 其实在神的工作的里面, 那个事实是很简单,
now, brothers and sisters, I've spoken much words, but it is a very simple plan by God.
但是呢, 神要完成这一个整个的过程, 它是有步骤的,
yet,
说是按照神的时间, 一步一步地来的,
yet in the completion of God's plan, in the execution, step by step, it is according to the dispensation of His time.
我们说到救恩的时候,
when we speak about salvation,
上次我跟弟兄说,
I mentioned with brothers and sisters, in order for us to fully enjoy the fullness of that salvation, there is three matters.
第一,
the first step of this process, we must be saved.
第二,
secondly, we must live out that victory, that overcoming.
第三,
thirdly, we have to receive the redemption of our body. We praise and thank our God. When God placed this complete, full salvation before us,
你知道那个是怎么一个事实的时候，你才知道以弗所书所说的，我们首先在基督里有盼望的人是怎么一回事。
When we come to realize that very fact of His full salvation, we'll come to appreciate the thought here in Ephesians, we who are the first to hope to trust in Christ.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你得救了,
yes, you are saved and you receive. Yes, you are saved and you receive the position
但是,
as sons.
就是儿子的地位而已,
that's merely our position as sons.
但是儿子的权柄和利和好处呢, 还没有直接的碰到。
Yet the authority and the goodness as sons, we have not enjoyed. So at the very end of that process of God's salvation, He shows us the redemption of our body. And the redemption of our body, to simply put it, is we in reality will experience our temporal condition into eternity.
那么你记得永远里,
and when we are eternal,
那我们在神面前, 那个就不是只有儿子的地位,
when we are in the condition of being eternal, we are not longer only in the position as sons. But we will gain sonship. Very simply put, what is the difference? A son is a son. If you are a son of in this position, you are a son.
No.
That meaning is completely different. As a son, as a son is our relationship to God.
得了儿子的名分,
when we receive sonship, that signifies that we are qualified now to receive, to inherit all from God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we must have a very clear understanding of this before God. Many times, brothers and sisters ask me, what is the difference between the position as sons and sonship? A son is a son. What is the difference between the position as a son and sonship? Brothers and sisters, you answer, is there a difference? There is a difference. I won't say any other words except tell your story and you know the answer.
请问,
if I ask you,
浪子是不是儿子?
Is the prodigal son a son?
你不能说浪子不是儿子,
you cannot say the prodigal is not a son.
但是浪子,
but the prodigal,
你真的成了浪子, 你在承受产业的事上面, 就失去了他该得的一份。
As a prodigal, the son has lost the qualification to receive the inheritance. And we thank our Lord. God has used his full salvation and used us as a vessel to manifest that grace and blessing and to expand us as that vessel throughout all of his creation. We must realize, and we see this from Ephesians, God is to gain all the praise of the glory, but that begins first with us who are the first to hope, to trust in Christ.
好了,
now, all the words that I've spoken,
我要把它转一个方向,
I have to shift focus now. Yet, if I did not say all the words that I've just spoken, I cannot go into this next direction. And brothers and sisters, we all know our Lord will quickly return. And our Lord has clearly shown us all of the many signs before his return appear before our eyes. But the fact as we await for his coming, it does not only begin with us. There are many children of God before us. It has already begun. But even until now, our Lord is yet to return.
什么原因?
What is the reason?
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
他是给我们看见,
yes, he shows us many signs that appear before his return. But he does not say, once the sign appears, he will come right away. But those signs appear as a constant reminder for us. But we have to prepare well for his return. When does he come?
说了这些话那么长久,
the Lord spoke these words for a long period of time.
到现在,
even until now.
经历到主来,
we have not seen his appearing.
你怎么去?
How do we then come to understand his spoken word? Are his words accurate or can change? His words will never change. But in the execution of God's own things, he has his own timetable. And oftentimes we say, as we await for his return, yet he tarries. Why does our Lord tarry?
Basically, 叫做神给我们的话, 我们有, 晓得有两个很原则性的事实在那里。
Basically, according to the Lord's own word, there are two basic principles.
啊，这两个原则性的事情能显明了，主就不能不来。
And when these two matters are manifested, these two principles are manifested, he must come.
如果这两个事实没有做成的话，没有显出的话，
Now before these two matters are revealed,
主要来也没办法来。
Even if the Lord desires to come, he will not.
弟兄姊妹，很多弟兄姊妹都会知道这两个事实是什么。
Now, brothers and sisters, I know many of us know what these two matters are.
因为在神的整个安排里头，神有一个设计在那里。
Because in all the plan of God, he has devised this arrangement.
主一定要回来。
Our Lord must return.
但是什么时候主回来呢？
But when will he come?
第一。
First.
得救的人数填满。
When the numbers of those who are saved are
full, 神掌握着这样的一个数字。
And God himself knows.
我们不懂。
We do not.
我们根本没有条件，没有也没有资格去领会。
We are not qualified and we are not able to understand.
但是神自己很清楚的掌握着这个数字。
But God himself clearly knows this.Filling of this number.
我们看不见，但是主知道。
We cannot see, but the Lord himself knows.
他看看。
He sees.
得救的人数还差一点点没填满。
When the number of those who are saved are not yet filled.
主要动身，父也会对他说。
Even if the Lord was to move, the Father will say to him.
再慢一点，等那几个数字充满。
Yet a little while longer before that number is filled.
那这是一个头一个事实。
That is one fact.
第二个事实。
The other fact.
啊，这个事实是也是蛮重要的。
And this other fact is also extremely important.
因为我们平常很容易注意到得救的人数填满。
Because many times our focus is on the number being filled.
所以我们传福音，我们和弟兄姊妹们追求，都是为着福音。传得好一点，更多的人来接受神的儿子。
So we evangelize and preach the gospel, so many will come to accept the Son of God.
就很少注意到。
But seldom do we take note.
第二个原则所表达出来的。
The second principle which is manifested to us.
是什么？
What is that?
教会要长成。
That the church must be full grown.
不是说得救的人数填满。
It is not merely the filling of the number of those who are saved.
得救的人数，那一个是量的问题。
Now, the matter of those who are saved has to do with the quantity.
但是除了这个量的问题，我们的神人也同时注意到蒙恩得救了的人，他们的那个值的是。
Not only in the quantity, the numbers of those who are saved, but God is also focused on those who are saved by grace and the quality of those who have been saved.
你一注意到这个值的问题的时候，
Now, when we focus on this matter of quality,
你直接所接对的就是教会的成长。
Immediately, we come into the contact of the maturity of the church. This is also spoken to us in the book of Ephesians. Because the church is the fullness of him who fills all and is in all. At the same time,It also explains to us what is the fullness of that glory that will fill us and in all.
就是接上去所提到的教会长成满有基督长成的身量。
It goes on to tell us then what that means, and it is the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
用简单的话来说,
In simple words,
教会长成到完全的像基督,
that the church now is full grown to be completely like Christ.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们留意了,
we take note.
要得救的人数填满, 这个我们 很容易可以做得到。
Now, for the numbers, those who are saved, very easily we may be able to accomplish that.
今天不够，明天再传。
If it's not enough today, we'll preach again tomorrow.
但是一提到基督的成分，基督的身量，在教会里头给长成。
But when we speak about the quality, the substance of the church to grow into the stature of Christ,
这就不是那么简单，做做一些事情就可以。
It is not so simple as simply as some task being completed and it will bring forth this result.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们有一个领会。
We have this understanding.
那个领会是什么?
What is that thought?
如果我们要面对面的遇到主回来,
if we are to come face to face with the Lord's return,
首先你要看看我们自己是不是长成有基督长成的身量。
First, we must look at ourselves if we are to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
我们的感情是不是像基督?
Is our feeling, our emotion like Christ?
我们的心思是不是像基督?
Is our heart, our thought as Christ?
而我们所有的意念是不是像基督?
All in our mind, our thought, is it completely as Christ?
我们的一切是不是像基督一样单单去注意到父神的那个定义和安排。
All our being, is it only as Christ focused solely upon all the plan of God the Father?
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做教会的长成?
Brothers and sisters, what is the mature church?
你一面看见得救人数增加。
On the one hand, we see those who are saved are filled.
更重要的。
Even more importantly.
是基督的成分的增加。的丰满。
It is the increase of the fullness of Christ.
我们感谢主。
Oh, we thank the Lord.
所以当我们一看到主回来的时候。
So when we see the Lord.
看到主回来这件事。
When we see this matter of the Lord's coming.
我们有一个领会。
We have this understanding.
那个领会是什么呢?
What is that understanding?
教会没有长成。
If the church is not mature.
不会回来。
The Lord will not return.
主要回来。
For the Lord to return,
教会必须先长成,
the church must be full grown.
那我们就需要主格外的来给我们留意了。
Then we need extra grace from the Lord to show us.
主回来,
when the Lord returns,
对着我们一般弟兄姊妹来想,
as for us in general,
我们的观念只是说, 主来了。
Our concept is the Lord return.
我们被提了。
And we're raptured.
Now, 就好极了。
This is wonderful.
是好极了。
It is wonderful.
但是问题在这里。
But the issue is this.
为什么要被提?
Why must we be caught up?
那一连串的事情就引出来了。
Then all these events will come about.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我简单的来提起那一个，不能很详细。
I can simply point it out. I cannot go into detail. The Lord returns.
我们被提了。
And we are caught up.
那么我们被提的作用在哪里？
What is the function of our being raptured?
啊，不是到是到半空与主面对面。
We are not just meeting the Lord in the air.
而我们到主面前与主面对面，当然是一喜乐的事情。
Of course, meeting the Lord face to face is joyful in itself. No.
我们被提到神的面前。
When we are caught up in the presence of God.
乃是神要先把我们这一批在基督里首先有盼望的人带进那个完全的地步。
But it is for God to bring us who are the first to hope to trust in Him to begin His work to bring us into completion.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你见主了，被提见主了。
We are caught up and we see the Lord.
你见主的面头一件事情是什么？
When we do see Him, what is the first thing that will take place?
哎呀，我跟主握手。
I can shake His hand.
抱抱。
I can give Him a hug.
主啊，我们等候你很久，现在就成为事实了。
Oh Lord, we have waited for you so long. Now it has become a reality.
有这么一个时间
Brothers and sisters, yes, there is a time for that.
但是不是在你被提在见主的时候首先所发生的。
But that is not the first thing that will take place when we're caught up to see Him.
我们被提
We're caught up when we're in the Lord's presence.
头一件事情你遇到的是
What is the first matter we'll encounter?
基督台前的审判。
It is the before the judgment seat of Christ.
这个不是生与死的审判。
It's not a judgment of life and death.
这个是什么?
What is this?
这个是你得奖赏和的时候失去奖赏的那一个判断。
It is the judgment whether we receive reward or we have lost our reward.
弟兄姊妹，我不想去提这一个了。
Brothers and sisters, I won't go into detail about this.
但是我提到这一件事情，还是引出上面一大堆的那个问题。
But what I would like to share is because of this being caught up, there's a series of events.
当我们在神的面前被主完全的洁净了。
When we're before the Lord and He completely purges us, sanctifies us, and we receive reward,
不够得不着奖赏的呢,
if we do not receive a reward, we continue to be exercised for the Lord to be edified.
那因此弟兄姊妹你就留意了，我都是很简单的提到这些事情。
So, brothers and sisters, you have to take note for yourself. I'm simply stating this. In the air, when we have gone through the judgment seat of Christ, whether we gain reward or we have lost, suffer loss, we have this waiting in heaven. What are we waiting for? We are waiting for all the events that will take place on earth. Because when the church is caught up in the air, all those who remain on earth will endure the judgment and the chastening of those who are in opposition to God.
详细的信息我不说,
I cannot get into those details, otherwise I'll run out of time.
但是我要让弟兄姊妹知道,
but brothers and sisters, you must know,
人对神的那个愚昧顽抗, 就是落到, 启示录那个, 那些灾难在地上发生的时候, 他们,
Man's foolishness and rebellion toward God, even under the tribulation from God in Revelation, their stubbornness has not changed. The more they receive the judgment of God, all the more they rebel against God.
所以到了那个审判，神的追讨。
So in the judgment and the chastening of God, even at the end of the 7 years, we'll take note of one great issue. Now when man wants to be against the Lord, they are not at all qualified. The Lord is in heaven because He is the authority of all, and they're on earth. No matter how fierce the opposition is, only on earth, we cannot touch at God at all. If we cannot even come close to God, what do? They rebel against God. At that time, their audience is turned to, we must destroy Israel.
地上的灾难就没了,
so at the very end of the tribulation in this world, you can see all the world unite to be against Israel. Of course, Israel has no means to resist that opposition. So they continually are defeated and they retreat to Jerusalem. Even if they retreat to Jerusalem, they're only waiting for destruction. Israel, in the sight of man, they have no condition to survive at all. But we thank God. At the very moment when they are completely at hopelessness,
降到地上来了。
The Lord with the church who has been caught up will descend along with the church.
当主带着教会和众圣徒一同到地上来的时候
，And when the Lord descends with the church and all His saints,
就把一切抵挡神的这个势力做了一个。
All the power of opposition against God will be completely put to an end. We thank the Lord. Then they will bring forth this result. It is the repentance of the household of Israel. And when we read to the point that the household of Israel repents, how is the whole household of Israel repent? When they're saved at their hopelessness, when they're at the dead end,
主带着众圣徒降临。
The Lord will bring along with His saints to descend. On the one hand, to deliver Israel from their hardship. But on the other hand, is for them to be awakened.
我们长久以来所抵挡的那一位果然是神给我们的弥赛亚。
The one who we have opposed for the longest time, in fact, he is the Messiah of God.
他果然是神的儿子。
He is indeed the Son of God.
那因着这一个事实
，and because of this fact,
以色列人全家悔改。
The house of Israel repents.
以色列人全家悔改。
And because the house of Israel repents,
引出一个事实
，and will bring forth this fact,
他们祭司的国度就恢复了。
Their priesthood now has been restored unto them.
好了。
Now.
一提到那个祭司国度的问题，那也就是说到那个国度的这一个时间了。
When we speak about the kingdom of priests, now that's been restored to them, we're speaking about the kingdom.
那主回来。
When the Lord returns,
国度就开始。
It is the beginning of the kingdom.
有问题在哪里？
There's an issue there.
你说为什么要等到那个时候，在国度才开始？
You might question, why does the kingdom begin at that time?
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道。
Brothers and sisters, we know.
一切的工作。
All of God's work.
是恩典，固然是恩典。
Yes, He bestows grace.
说审判，审判也是恩典。
Even in judgment, there is grace.
恩典把你吸引到主的面前。
Grace draws us before Him.
审判让人悔改归回神。
Judgment also causes us to repent, to return to Him. But there are some.
你恩典收上来，他不要。
We give grace, they reject it.
你审判在那里执行，他抗拒。
There is execution of judgment, they resist.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters, we take note then.
你说主降临回来。
You say the Lord descends and returns.
应该就要带到神那个目的可以完全达到了。
Ought to bring us to the complete fulfillment of His purpose.
没有。
No.
神叫地上的人要经过一个国度的时间。
God will allow man on earth to go through this period of the kingdom.
一千年的时候。
For 1,000 years.
神在那里管制着全地。
And there God rules over the earth.
主在国度里面作王。
And the Lord reigns on earth in the kingdom.
全地在主手上了。
And the authority is in His hand.
荣耀丰富是充满在国度里了。
And glory and fullness fills the kingdom.
但是弟兄姊妹你留意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
人性里头堕落的那一种光景却没有减少和停止。
Man's nature to corruption in man's fallen nature does not cease there.
弟兄姊妹，你要是读启示录，你很清楚知道。
Brothers and sisters, when we read Revelation, we know.
但国度开始的时候。
At the beginning of the kingdom.
撒旦是给关闭在一个地方，一千年。
Satan is cast away for 1,000 years.
叫我们难以领会的就是，那一千年过了，神又把那个撒旦释放出来。
What troubles us is after that 1,000 years, God allowed for Satan to be free.
我们很不明白，神啊，你对付撒旦对付到这个地步，那是整好了，怎么你又把他放出来
？We are just scratching our heads. God, you have dealt with Satan in this condition. That's wonderful. Why do you allow for him to be free?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这就是给 神就要借着这些的环境给撒旦迷糊到底的那些人认识他们在神面前那个实际是如何的抵挡神。
This action allows for those who are under the deception of Satan to just fully realize the depth of their deception and how they have been stubborn to the end.
平常我们说我们许多时候的无知是因为撒旦的挑拨我们来欺骗我们。
Many times we just blame our ignorance on the deception and the provocation of Satan. But in the days of the kingdom, Satan is cast away. In that condition, does man fully follow God? Would man fully acknowledge God to be God? Brothers and sisters, it is very interesting.
我先提了那个结果，再提一些事情给弟兄姊妹去留意。
I'll first mention the end before I share matters for us to take note of.
等那一千年满了。
After the finish of the 1,000 years.
撒旦也暂时给神释放了。
And Satan is temporarily set free by God.
我们就问了。
Then we'll ask,
神啊，释放他让干什么？
God, why is it you allow him to be free?
你关了他一千年。那很好，永远把他关下去也不为过。
If you bound him for 1,000 years, that's wonderful. It's not too much to ask you to bind him forever.
但为什么这个时候你又把他放出来？
Why is it you allow him to be free at this time?
弟兄姊妹，你读神的话，那启示你就知道。
Brothers and sisters, so when we read the word of God, he reveals to us.
撒旦没有放出来以前，
before Satan is set free,
人是在那里暗暗的。
Even then, man is hiddenly resisting God. And when Satan is set free,
这个真真实实的、完完全全的背离神的事情又天崩地裂的那样子涌出来。
The true nature in full force of man's nature is completely revealed at once.
那当然，咱们神就在这一个时候把他们带进最幕后的那个审判里头。
And at this time, God brings to the end of His judgment.
那是我们要留意的。
But what we must pay attention to.
你说神啊，你为什么要关了撒旦，要现在又把他释放
？We still ask God, why did you bind Satan and now allow him to be free? Because at that time, that is also at the time of God's final judgment, he is to bring man to this condition. At that moment, we must fully acknowledge we are one who fully oppose God. And when Satan is here, we blame him. He caused me to do it.
暗暗地听着撒旦的那一种倾向来站在主的对头的面。
And when Satan's not present, we still hiddenly under seemingly the influence to be in opposition to God.
弟兄姊妹，这个真的有意思。
Brothers and sisters, this is very interesting.
我们读的以赛亚书读到第幕后五十，应该是五差五十八章还是几？
When we read Isaiah, later part of Isaiah in the 57 or 58, and there we see two things that are placed before us. And there it really shows us this condition. And that is also the condition that is in the kingdom. The Lord has already finished. And Satan is bound.
愿意跟随神的人，肯服在神的权柄底下。
Those who are willing to follow God, submit to His authority.
但是暗暗在那里，仍旧抵挡神的人呢，人数并不少。
But hiddenly, there are still those who rebel against God, and there are quite a few.
你读到那段圣经里头， 那里面提到两件事。
So when we read those chapters, there's two matters that are mentioned, very meaningful.
你把它一对照起来看,
when we put them before us and see,
你就看到那个很特别的光景,
we'll see a very unique condition.
一面你看到,
on the one hand, we see,
在国度里头,
in the kingdom,
神的权柄,
the authority of God,
神的管理和供应,
his government, his provision,
神的赦免和
His forgiveness and his supply. I will put it simply in this way. During the period of the kingdom, the restoration of God, we can come to understand.
It will
be the condition before Adam fell.
你看到什么事情?
Because when we read those words in Isaiah, what do we see?
那里就说到,
and there it says,
在神的国度的里头,
that in the kingdom of God,
一切都平安和睦,
and all is dwelling in harmony.
恢复那一个, 真真实实是平静安日和谐的光景.
It is in a peace and harmony, in a condition where it is all at peace.
那里怎么说呢?
What does it say there?
那里说到狮子与羊羔可以同眠.
That the lion and the lamb can lie together.
那里看到所有那些野生的动物都变成平平安安、快快乐乐地活在一起。
And there, the description given to us is even all the wild animals, in our understanding, they can dwell at peace and harmony together.
现在我们家里如果有小孩,
now, sometimes at home, if we have children and you prepare toys for them, and at a certain age, they like to play with the animal figures. You give them a tiger. You give them a leopard. And when the children play with those toys, they're very happy. Those are only toys. We cannot bring the children to the zoo and say, okay, you play with these animals at home and you're very happy. Now I bring you to the zoo, you can play even more joyfully with the live animals. It will be fun, but to a certain point, they will be devoured, eaten by the animal. But in the days of the kingdom, I will put it this way. The natural world will be in a condition before Adam fall. There is joy, peace, and harmony in the world and with us. And that is the very condition of the natural world before the fall of Adam. And this is during the period of the kingdom as a result of God's rule. But at the same time, the same chapter, the first half, what does it say? It speaks about man themselves. On the one hand, we see the restoration of the natural world. But when we see man, what is described to us? There it does not say anything unique. But it will show us this phenomenon.
如果你从字面来看的时候, 你都觉得,
If we read from the letter of the word, we say, well, this is a pretty good condition. Because for us, even in our condition, we live to 100. That's great. But when we read there in Isaiah, we see there in Isaiah, what does it say in Isaiah
65?
That even if they died at 100 years, they're considered an infant, a child. If the kingdom appears now, for 1,000 of us here, we're all children. You say in our age, we're a child? And this is the word of God that tells us in the natural world during that time. What is that fact that shows us? That is, now, according to the covenant which God made with Israel in the Old Covenant, the period of the kingdom is manifested at the highest point of that covenant. But when we read in the Word of God, the kingdom itself is not what God is after in His plan, in His eternal will. It is only secondary. There is even yet a higher will, a purpose of God. Then we must ask, if that be the case, why is that recorded? This is my feeling. Yes, when the kingdom comes, there's peace, joy, and harmony that is ongoing. Yet that fallen nature of man in that condition has not ceased. Even though God shows us in the Old Covenant there is the kingdom, but we do not realize that the kingdom itself is only a stage, a period of time in God's will. But in Revelation, we see then that kingdom itself, there's a finite period of time. 1,000 years. After the end of that 1,000 years, then what? We thank the Lord. After the 1,000 years, God shows us that is the beginning of eternity. It's the beginning of new heaven and new earth. At that time, that is only at that time is the completion, the fulfillment of God's eternal will. If we look at this arrangement according to God's will, this is God's plan, step by step, to lead the fallen man and all of the fallen creation back to peace, joy, and fulfillment gradually. We should wonder that God has already given His all in giving us His Son, yet He still have to endure with much forbearance and patience to in order to bring man back to his original purpose. God, why is it you just do this very quickly in an instant to complete this?
Brothers and sisters, 是非常一致的，就是对抗神道理。
Brothers and sisters, we must realize man's fall and Satan's fall are united completely against God's will.
所以神也就安排一部分 一段一段的时间来把人的本相完全的摆出来。
So God arranged for this dispensation of time, period by period, to completely expose the very true nature of man.
把撒旦的那个本相完全的摆出来。
And completely expose to us the very true nature and character of Satan.
然后你就看到神如何来挽回堕落的宇宙。
And then we come to see how God himself will restore and reconcile the fallen universe.
但他们按着神的时间到的时候。
And in the fullness of time,
新天新地来了。
A new heaven and earth will come.
旧的一切全都结束了。
The old have completely passed away.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们看到这样的时候，我们当然很喜乐。
When we see such a time, of course we rejoice and are glad.
但是你看到这许多的喜乐的时候。
But when we see such joy,
你必须要留意到。
We must take note.
神付了多少的代价。
What is the great cost to God?
我们平时以为神付代价就是交出他的儿子。
We oftentimes think the price which he paid was to give his own son.
神固然是交出他的儿子。
Yes, of course, he gave us his son.
神也同时交出他自己。
At the same time, he gave himself.
他用时间，他用忍耐。
He used time and patience and forbearance to await for us.
他用无限的恩典和怜悯来补满了人的堕落，撒旦的愚昧所造成的破口，一的全都补满。
Infinite grace and wisdom and mercy to fill our lack because of our fallen nature and the damage, the harm that is done by Satan.
那好了，现在我们回到以弗所书里说，神按着他的日子。
Now back to Ephesians in the dispensation of the fullness of time.
使一切都在基督里边同归一于。
So that all things will be united, gathered, and summed up, head up as one in Christ.
我们不没有办法不问。
We must ask then.
神啊，为什么要等到预定的时间？
God, why must it in the fullness of time?
弟兄姊妹有没有留意到
Brothers and sisters, do we pay attention?
在神花了那么许许多多时间
In all the time that God has spent
从人的堕落开始
Beginning with the fall of man
来到了旧约的时刻
Throughout the Old Testament
然后进到新约的时这个时
Into the period of the present time in the New Testament
啊，然后又经过那个国度
And through the kingdom
神为什么那么麻烦呢?
Why is it so troublesome for God?
用说神不是麻烦。
Brothers and sisters, it's not troublesome for him.
神是要彻底的把我们带回到他那永远的旨意里。
But it is a complete, an absolute, an utter bringing back, reconciling us back to him.
完了，时间就到了。但是我必须要说完，说完底下的话。
My time is about up, but I must finish with these words.
交通到这里的时候。
At this point,
我要请弟兄姊妹们。
I must ask brothers and sisters.
现在一起把圣经翻到启示录二十一章。
If we all turn to Revelation chapter 21,
我们在那里看一点点的事情，我就要结束了。
And there, when we take a note.A look at this, we will end. At the beginning of Revelation chapter 21,
他就说到，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神哪里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
我听见有大圣婴在宝座出来说，看了神的帐幕在人间。他要与人同住，
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
弟兄姊妹, 在这段话里, 你看到, 问题没有?
Brothers and sisters, in this passage, do you see where the issue is?
国度一千年过去了,
the 1,000 years of the kingdom is past.
在国度的时候,
in the kingdom, the natural world was restored, but not man. But after the judgment of the great white throne, God has allowed for the new heaven and new earth to come. And now that eternal glory has come. And when we're at this time, what is the change? It is very meaningful. I cannot go into one by one. Just a couple I will point out. The first thing, brothers and sisters, pay attention. And new heaven and new earth. The first thing that is mentioned by God. What does it say? There is no more sea. You say no more sea. How do we get rain then? I won't go into those details. Without the sea, there is the river of life that flows from the throne of God throughout the garden. That is not what I especially want to point out. But what I want to point out is two other things. First, there is no more death.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, this is key.
不再有死亡,
no more death.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
而且你说不再有死亡, 那是好得很的,
you say no more death, that is wonderful.
现在我们就怕死,
now we're afraid of death.
死都不在了,
now you say there's no more death. We thank our Lord. And this is recovery. And this is the very fact that God was to manifest at creation. What is eternal life? Life eternal is no concept of time. That no longer time will harm us. There's no more pain because of time. And there is not the issue of time that will cause us to be unable to bear.
为什么?
Why? Because there is no more death.
哎呀, 人人说起来, 这个, 这一点有很多事情可以想,
just this matter of no more death, there's many things we can give illustration to.
那我想,
now I think,
最低限度有一件事情, 我自己是曾经 在那,
at the very least, personally, I have struggled with this.
因为读到这一段话,
because when we read this passage,
哎呀,不再死亡,
no more death.
好极了,
this is wonderful.
但是自己就想起,
then I recall,
自己一生的里边,
throughout my life,
亏欠弟兄姊妹们,
I have shortchanged so many brothers and sisters and others. Now, of course, I come short of God much. Not, no more death. Even now as I live, at times, when I'm awakened somewhat and I feel how I shortchange others,
可以补偿的, 你可以做了, 但有时你没办法再补了,
At times, at instances, I can make up for it. At others, I cannot.
比方说，我爸爸年老的时候，生活是有点没有很自然的。Especially,
for example, when my father was elderly and there are some matters in his daily life.
我在服侍他的时候,
when I was serving him.
有的时候也因着很特殊的事,
at certain times when I was serving him,
让我自己觉得, 哎呀,爸,你怎么那样的, 跟你说过好多次了, 天亮的时候, 那个白天的时候, 你不要跑到窗户那里头, 又要把窗户打开,
and I would
一定要穿着足够的衣服才好。
And I would tell him many times, oh, Dad, I told you so many times, so often, when it's in the daytime, it's cold, you have to put enough clothing on.
但是一次两次,好多次我碰到他,
but many, many times when I see him,
把窗子打开,
he opened the window.
那是夏天,
it was the summertime.
不夏天,但对老人家来说还是秋天,
but even the summertime to an elderly person is still the cool of fall.
他只穿那个薄薄的那一个, 那是内衣,
he only has his very thin pajamas on.
就站在窗口那里头做运动,
and he is doing his exercise by the open window.
我后来我在外面回去,
and when I come back and I see this,
我就说,爸,你为什么又在做这个事情?
I would comment again, Father, why are you doing this again?
风,假如一刮, 你打个双风,那个时候弄什么,就好不舒服的了。
If you catch a cold, you'll suffer much.
我就把它拖着,把它带回他的床。And
I will...
就把它放下,你好好地睡睡,不要站在窗口里。And
I will take him to his bed. I say, now you just sleep nicely in the bed and don't go get up, and I will go back to the window.
那一个事情,
now to me, in that action, I feel I've done correctly.
但是事情过了以后呢,
but after it passed,
我觉得我在做那个事情的时候是心里带着一点气,
but I realized when in my actions during the moment, I had some frustration within.
你怎么这样的, 不听话,
how come you're just you won't listen? Now my father is gone.
我有些时候一回想到这一个,我就有点懊悔了。我为那个时候,我要把爸爸带回到一个平安的那个环境,没错。
When I recall these scenes, I have some regret.
但是你是带着气来把他带去平安。 这一个平安就有两条尾巴破坏了你所有的好意。It
is correct that I want to take him back to a restful, peaceful environment, but in my action of doing so, I have some grudging and frustration in doing so. So with that, it has beset all the good intention I had because of that lack.
到了新天新地,
now in new heaven and new earth, there's no more death. Man does not die.
你不死, 想起自己的缺陷, 怎么办?
If you, because we will not die and we recall all of our lack, our shortcoming, what will happen?
不死, 那就长久都是在那里。
If we do not die, this condition, our thoughts will continue on.
你想起, 自己对人的愚昧无知或者是亏欠的人的,
in that condition, when we recall all the times of our ignorance, foolishness, our shortcoming of others, how can we have peace in that condition?
要你不是说不仅是不死啊,
but it says no more death,
他说这没有疼痛啊,
neither sorrow,
没有任何一些这些的事啊,
nor crying or pain.
你说但是我带着那么许许多多的残缺,
but you say I have so much shortcoming with me,
这是残缺进到永远里,
and with such a condition of shortcoming, I enter into eternal.
那这个永远不死, 恐怕也不见得很,
Now, if I live forever in this condition, I don't think I will be in a very peaceful, happy condition. But we thank the Lord. Our Lord not only brings us into no more death, but He will show us forever the shed blood of His Son. Even while we're living on earth, when we turn to Him and trust in Him, He'll give us complete forgiveness. You will not bring any shortcoming with you into eternity. For Christ has paid it all and removed that from us. Brothers and sisters, when we're truly in eternity, then we will know how deep and wide is the grace which we receive today.
Ephesians tells us,
in the book of Ephesians, it tells us we are the very first who trust and hope in Him to enjoy this grace, and we are also those who are to lead others to this grace and to the praise of His glory. There are still many words I cannot finish. But brothers and sisters,
怜悯,
if we comprehend the grace,
丰富,
the mercy, the fullness,
把他自己的荣耀权柄,
and the glory and authority He has bestowed upon us in His finished work.
一个什么地步呢?
And how full is that?
20章, 你再读下去,
and when we continue to read on,
21章你再读下去,
when we read on in Revelation chapter
21,
we will read,
你从来不敢想的,
this is something that we would never fathom,
但是我们也是不会想的,
and we cannot even give thought to this.
但是只有你会想,
but as soon as we do, and we encounter this,
你没有办法不在神的面前服下来的,
we must completely prostrate.
什么事呢?
What is that?
在新耶路撒冷里,
in the New Jerusalem,
神在那里,
God is there.
子在那里,
the Son is there.
圣灵在那里,
the Holy Spirit is there.
所以里面的一切的丰富荣耀不尊贵,
The glory, honor, and riches there is something that we just cannot fathom now. Even when we are face to face with this,
在那个日子,
in those days,
太阳没有了,
there's no more sun.
没有太阳怎么活?
You say, no more sun, how do we live?
月亮也没有了,
there's no more moon.
心也不发光了,
and the lights do not give their light.
如果在这些黑暗无光的地方，你怎么活着?
In that condition of darkness, how do we live then?
感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
是神自己在那里做我们的一切,
it is God Himself to be our all.
把我们抬举到，我说这个我们是在基督里首先有盼望的。
When I say He has uplifted us, exalted us, I'm speaking in the boundary of first to trust in Him. And this is the glorious church. What is the condition that the church has been uplifted to? And when all come to worship God,
谁去接受?
Who is the one to receive all that?
你不读才起身路, 你就说, 那当然是神自己就接受敬拜了。
If we do not read Revelation, and we will say, of course, it is God who received the worship.
结果不是。
But that is not what is in Revelation.
那是谁去接拜, 去接受呢?
Who is the vessel to receive this worship?
新耶路撒冷城。
It is the new city, Jerusalem. Who is the new Jerusalem? It's the glorious church.
弟兄姊妹稀奇不稀奇?
Brothers and sisters, is this a wonder?
It 的管制和供应。
It seems as if the New Jerusalem has represented God taking his place to be that which govern and supply for all.
我们没有话好说。
We're speechless.
我们你看到神一切的作为。
When we see all of God's work,
我们除了俯伏敬拜,
besides in humble adoration,
把所有的万,所有的感谢爱戴归给他以外,
and to pour out our love and adoration,
我们还能做什么呢?
What else can we do?
那感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主就是把这样,这样的一个恩典,身份,地位,儿子的名分都在这里显出来。
This is the status, the identity, the position which he has given us in sonship that is all manifested here.
就指着这样的一个事实。
It is this very fact
叫我们看见。
That we would be able to see.
不仅是我们蒙恩到这样的一个地方。
Not only has been grace lavished upon us in this condition.
而我们还成了。叫万有都在基督里同归于一的那一个先锋的队伍。
But we are the very band, the pioneers of those who would lead all things back to him as he sums up all things in Christ.
但愿主恩待我们。
And may...
因为一说到这一个将来的这些事情。
May the Lord deal graciously with us.
我们实在是没有足够的时间。来和弟兄姊妹一同去看神恩待我们到了一个何等的地步。
When we speak of the things to come, we do not have sufficient time to just fully comprehend how, what grace that has been lavished, bestowed upon us.
弟兄姊妹，我们盼望主给我们灵里头时刻保持那个苏醒。
And may the Lord constantly allow for us to be awakened in this way. We are the sons of God. Not only sons. Not only sons, but sons he desires to bring into glory. Not only sons to be brought into glory. But we are also the very way, the means, the pioneers which God will use to bring all things back unto him into glory.
所以约翰看到天上的那一个天敬拜而引出那么深的感觉有原因的。
There is the reason why John saw such great heavenly worship, and he has deep emotion.
Isaiah, 看见神的荣耀在圣殿里头显明出来。
And when Isaiah saw the glory of God appear in the temple,
他听见神的话说,
and he heard the voice of God say,
我可以差遣谁呢?
Whom can I send?
谁肯为我们去呢?
Who shall go for us?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们巴不得在神的话里看准了一件事。
In the Word of God, may we see this very clearly.
我们不仅是神的儿子。
We are not only sons.
我们不仅是得着神儿子的名分的人。
Not only are we those who receive sonship.
我们更是神荣耀彰显的那一个团体。
We are the very group who is to manifest his glory.
是无数的接受神儿子做生命的人的那个结合。
It is the union of the countless number of those who receive the life of the Son of God.
不是个别的人。
It is not any one individual. It is the corporate body.
因此我们就留意到了。
So then we take note.
为什么我们要注意到教会的建造。
Why we must pay careful attention to the building of the church.
不要停留在只是看见个人的成个人的长成或者说福音的传开。
That we not only focus on individual growth or the share preaching of the gospel. But we must connect, unite the preaching of the gospel and our individual growth into the corporate maturity of the church. Let us have a time of prayer. Lord, may thy word enlighten our hearts. And thy spirit awaken us. That we'll constantly know. Not only when we depart from you, we have nothing. But even as we gain you, we must gain you to the fullest. Just as you're still awaiting to bring us all back into completion and perfection, we thank thee, Lord. Whenever you show us thy work, we must prostrate and worship. And all praises, thanksgiving, and adoration are thine. We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.